Mike.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes in our group chat, if a lot of text messages come in, you won't read them?
Yes, I'm familiar with this. Mm-hmm.
Imagine if that was the case at work and then you have Slack.
Okay.
Slack sucks, dude.
You have to catch up on them.
Yeah.
Because it's work.
You just have to. And in the meantime, people are also just talking on there.
Mm, just chatting about their days and their lunches and their lunch plans.
Well, you should have like a random channel for that. Like we have a random channel where people just bullshit.
Can you bullshit? Does that count as working if it's in Slack?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I like this.
Yeah.
I can get around to this.
Yeah.
Then people will see you bullshitting and not working also.
There is a record of your bullshit. That's true.
Any good bullshitter knows not to leave a record.
That's true.
When I was at Harmonix had like, I don't know, 120, 130 people on Slack. And I was consistently every month in the top 5 people who sent the most messages.
I'm not surprised.
That's why you love it so much.
Yeah.
That's so annoying. Is everyone else annoyed by your messages?
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Tappan Johnny, and me, Josh Harrison.
Pro. Very nice.
Holy smokes.
Where?
Hey man, something's actually wrong. I don't have time for jokes.
Where's the fire?
Apparently in Seattle. I got a phone call from a Seattle unknown number, so I didn't answer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good idea.
Because who's going to do that? But then Apple has that weird thing where in their voicemail, they try to transcribe what was said.
Yeah, visual voicemail.
I'm really scared now.
Why? What does it say?
It says, hello, this is CVS, has had a sad, I'm calling from Andrew 1010.
Oh, no.
Huge blank. Like a blank, not just like a space.
Like a bunch of underscores next to each other?
Yeah, connected. Big underline that goes into the next sentence.
Scary.
After which it says, if you're my name, us a call at 206, 82 years, and I'll be great. Thank you. Have a good day. ... End
wow.
Quote.
Okay.
I shouldn't call Andrew, right?
No.
No, I don't think so.
What is the phone number? 1010, 206, 82 years?
I'm looking through mine now. I have, hi, Josh, Jan, John here.
Wow.
I have a delivery for long blank from long blank doing its blank, a diamond blank, impact
Ooh.
Tab here and trying to find you a blank. 2071957 do, like D-O, blank, blank, blank. No, it's just as well I went.
Wow. There's a lot of work to be done on this, I think, because I was really scared.
Yeah, that's unpleasant. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But I will say, you know, I think I know who it is.
Who?
It's the guy from those commercials where he goes, diamonds, the jewelry exchange, and some phone number. That's who called
you.
Oh, yeah. The jewelry exchange called you.
The
Holy
diamond
shit,
guy.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What do you have?
Wait, no, hang on. Mike, what an honor. Someone from the radio called Josh.
Called me.
The Jan Jam Junkers or whatever. That's just the jewelry exchange.
Jan John. That's such a radio name. That's true.
Now, Mike's question.
Good point.
What do you have?
Or are you being pranked, though?
The jewelry exchange is so serious about diamonds. I'm telling you, it's called the jewelry exchange. Josh has something that they want to swap for.
Okay.
I don't have any diamonds.
You don't have a single diamond?
Hey, you poor bastard. How come you don't have at least one diamond?
Am I like diamond ranked in Rocket League or something?
I don't think they call you for that. Just think, what could be something that a jeweler wants from your possessions?
Hmm. Do you have any jewels?
Great question, Mike.
I don't have any jewels.
Okay.
What about the family jewels? What are those? Are those his testicles?
I think those are the
balls. Do you think the jewelry exchange wants your nuts?
I don't know. I'm not selling those, though.
Yeah.
Well, no, you wouldn't sell them. You would exchange them. Maybe this is how you get diamonds.
I mean, I might be willing to part with one if, like, it was a really good trade. So if I call them back, if I call Jan John back at 207-something-something-do, who picks up? Which one of you is going to pick up?
Hello, this is Jan John. I work at the jewelry exchange. You may have heard my voice. Listen, it's me, Diamonds. Now you may talk.
Okay, Jan, John.
What?
Josh here. You left me a message back on November 20th. I'm pretty late at returning your call, but...
Do you think that I wait around for my jewels? Do you know who you're calling? Well, you should.
I think so.
This is the jewelry exchange.
Yeah.
Don't walk in here with that weak shit. We are the number one diamond retailer in apparently the Pacific Northwest and other places where this commercial plays.
Fine. I've got some fucking confidence now. Jan, I have some family jewels for
Jan,
you.
Jan, I have some family jewels for you. This kind of works. It's almost my last name.
I know, and I want to know what the fuck you're going to give me for them.
You came in here jewel-handed.
Yeah.
Family jewel-handed.
Holding them.
Well, what do you want? I have a whole store full of jewelry.
Well, like, I don't know. Here, inspect them.
I don't want to inspect them. First of all, listen, you were wrong. I didn't want your family jewels. Put those away. We're in a store. We're in my store. We're in the jewelry exchange.
Okay.
I'm getting my assistant manager. I can't deal with you. Mick?
Mick?
He said Jan. Jan's one letter off of my name. Mick is unfortunately one letter off of the shortened version of your name, Mike.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. All right, Mick here reporting for duty. What's up, Jan?
Mick?
Sir?
This asshole, Josh?
Josh?
First of all, he showed me his balls.
He showed you his balls?
I know. He's been in the store 2 seconds.
What did you appraise them at?
I didn't want to put them through that little eyeglass thing. It would have been too much to bear.
Is that called the loop, I think?
I don't want to talk about what it's called. You're in the jewelry exchange. Listen, I can't deal with him. Can you just talk to him?
Hey, yeah.
He has something we want. It was the thing you were telling me you wanted last week.
Not his balls, though.
No, I told him very clearly not his balls.
Okay. Okay. Josh?
Hey, Mick.
Hey. Oh, that sounds so rude.
Mike, rude. He showed me his nuts.
That's true. Josh, take your pants off. Let me see those bad boys.
No.
But
you missed that part. We're not going back there.
But
ask him for the other thing. Okay. This is the jewelry exchange.
Okay. Josh.
Yes.
I need that. I need that belly button ring you got. You know the one, the good one? With the diamond on it?
I only have the one. It looks like a little cute monkey hanging down from my belly button.
Oh. Yeah, pretty far. Yeah, it hangs really low.
God.
Like, way lower than you would think.
Ew.
That's the one. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what we want?
That's what...
For the store?
What, you don't want that?
I mean, no. Look, you got a great eye for this, Mick.
Thank you.
You are able to spot jewelry...
I know what I'm doing.
...from... miles away.
I want that monkey belly ring.
You know what? You can go ahead. I'm opening up the store checkbook. Pay what you want for it.
Okay. Josh?
Yeah.
How does a million sound?
Wait.
A million cents?
Okay, good. Thank God. yeah. I'll take that deal, I guess. How much is a million cents?
$10,000.
10 grand.
Great deal, I think.
Yeah.
You know, pretty normal for what we offer at the fucking jewelry exchange.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You'll take that deal?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
All right. You give us the belly button ring first.
Yeah.
We're going to clean it and look at it.
I just unhooked it. Here you go, Mick.
Yeah, Mick's holding it.
Okay, yeah.
Good cleaning solution application there, Mick.
It doesn't feel as nice as I thought it would.
But this is your eye, remember?
Yeah.
I think it's only gold plated. I don't think it's all the way through.
What?
But we signed this thing now.
Josh.
Wait, whoa. I don't remember signing anything.
Yeah.
You tried to sell us a gold-plated monkey belly button ring? You walked in here with weak trash! You said you weren't going to walk in here with weak trash!
I mean, you called me. So previously on the show, we've talked about my budding poker career.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
A way to address your... Were you even? Were you in debt?
I have never been positive.
Okay.
This entire year.
Budding career.
I was down my very first game that I played earlier this year, and I have been down ever since. Working my way back up, though. After last week, I was only down by like $40 or something like that, year to date.
Okay.
Wow.
That's not the worst.
No, it's not.
You were down in 300 territory, weren't you?
Yeah, it was like 250, 300 was the worst that it's been. So I walked in yesterday, and I got a good feeling about it. So we do $50 buy-ins.
Holy
damn.
Shit.
20 minutes later, mine was gone.
$50?
$50 gone.
Gee whiz, you're not good.
What's the buy-in?
50.
No. Yeah. I mean, sorry, for like each hand.
Oh, so blinds are 25 and 50 cents.
Cents?
Yeah.
And you lost $50 in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
How?
I made some bets that didn't pan out. Anyway, so I bought back in again. Another $50.
Oh, my man. God, dude.
Jeez, you have $100?
He has more than $100.
God damn.
It's gone an hour later.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
That's a little better.
Yeah, at least you got to have fun for three times as long.
And so I'm like debating if I'm going to go in a third time, and I do.
Yeah, you're not debating. You're a degenerate, remember?
Right. Well, I mean, I told you, like, I put that money aside at the beginning of the year.
How much did you put aside?
500. And I said, if I lose 500, that's my poker budget for the year. And then I'm done.
This dude rolls rich. $500 gamble on fun.
But I don't know. Like, if it's like 50 to 100 bucks, then, like, I don't know. That's like a nice restaurant and a bunch of drinks or something. Like, that's what I, you know, could be doing if I went out with friends anyway.
Yeah.
So I look at it as entertaining. And if I win money, then great.
Wait. If I understand this correctly, a couple days ago, let's just call it December 10th, You were down $40 on a $500 budget with 21 days remaining in the month.
Yes.
Do I understand that correctly? And if I know you, and I do, you are a moron. Did you agree with that? Did you take this to mean that you now have 21 days to play with your remaining $500?
So let me tell you what happened. Something clicked. So I lost about 25 of that third buy-in. So now I'm down 125 in the span of like an hour and a half.
Dang. Okay.
And then something fucking clicked.
The third time, yeah.
Third time. Third time's the charm. I had like a good hand or two. And then, I know you guys don't play poker.
We know how to play poker.
But I got a straight flush.
Holy shit.
Oh, cool. Is that the best one?
I shouldn't have spoken for you. It's really good.
Yeah, that is the best thing that you can get. Technically, a royal flush is, but that's just the highest kind of straight flush.
Okay.
So that's the best thing you can get.
Yeah.
What was your straight? What were the numbers?
It was 9, 10, Jack, Queen, King of Hearts.
Oh.
Wow.
Very nice.
And I got it before the last card was even flipped over. Like, I got it with only four cards in the middle instead of five. So I won some money there.
Did you do the thing where you started sweating?
No, I didn't. I actually have a pretty good poker face. I know you wouldn't believe that. I know you're probably calling bullshit in your head.
I mean, you giggle more than anyone I know.
It's probably true. But I actually do have a pretty good poker face. There is some guy at our table that has been playing for like a decade, and he said he's never seen a royal flush.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, he didn't see one this time because you didn't have one, right?
No. He had one. And then I just got on a fucking hot streak.
Wait, you didn't have one. You had a straight flush.
No, I did.
Not a royal flush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Do you feel like he got to the best and he just tried to steal the double best?
Yeah, maybe this is how he won.
No, because a royal flush is a straight flush. It's just like another name for it.
I know. You explained earlier that it was slightly better and then you went ahead and changed your thing to the slightly better version.
No, I mean, I got a really good fucking straight flush and he's never seen a straight flush either.
Now he's also never seen a straight flush. Sorry, go ahead.
So I'm on a fucking hot streak now. I got like a straight, I got a full house,
and
like two pairs all over the place. By the end of the night, I had $300 in front of me.
Holy shit.
Cash.
Chips turned into cash.
Chips. Sure. Chips. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Chips. Doesn't sound as good.
But so it was just like something happened and I just hit this ridiculous streak of luck.
Hey, now you have $800 and a few less days.
Yeah, well, no, not really, because I had spent $150 to get to this point. As of right now, I'm up to like $600 year-to-date-ish.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I'm happy with.
Yeah.
It's not my, hey, I need to spend this money. This was like, this is my cutoff point where if I ever lose this much, then I'm calling it quits. So
you're in good shape.
Yeah, it's my last poker game of the year. So I ended up for the year. So I'm happy about that.
You sure about that? You sure you're not going to get that itch?
I mean,
keep that streak going, right?
I guess I could. I am hot.
Thought you had the hot hand.
Yeah, that's when you got to capitalize. Strike when the iron's hot.
I say go for it.
Okay.
Why not also just switch up your game? Take all your money and go to the roulette table.
Okay.
Ooh.
You've been looking at black and red cards for almost an entire year now.
Second nature at this point.
The straight flush was hearts. Hearts might be good luck. Put it all on red. See what happens.
Okay.
You gonna do it?
No.
Oh. Do you understand how exciting that would have been for the show?
I mean, I'll do it with like a smaller amount.
What amount?
I would do $100 because I'm up $100.
You would do $100?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so much.
Okay, yeah, go for it. Let's do it.
Okay, how do we do it?
He has to do it. He has to go to a casino.
Yeah, I have to do it. I'll report back.
You're going to do it? You can't film things in a casino, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe I could put it in a shirt pocket. Nobody's ever done that trick before.
I don't want you to also get thrown in jail for something.
Yeah.
That's wild. Hey, did you have an instead of?
I did. Instead of having a ridiculous hot streak at a poker table, when is the luckiest you've ever been? And I mean like short-term lucky, not like cosmically lucky that we're all fortunate people to have good jobs and, well, not tapping, but yeah.
God damn it.
I mean like, when is a specific moment in time that you can just pinpoint an immense streak of luck you've had?
An instance where Mother Luck touched us.
Yeah.
Dude, well,
it feels like you learned English in Holland. And here is Mother Luck.
You know what's so lame?
What?
The only accomplishments that come to mind are video game things or that one time, and I can't even remember on which dating app, within the same evening, 4 people liked me, and I consider that to be one of the most successful days as a bachelor I've ever had.
Yeah. 4 at once.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
I bet anybody, well, from what I understand, I've been out with some of these women considering this lifetime of bachelorhood, and they're getting well over 4 matches a day. It's really how many matches do I want today for a lot of attractive young women?
Right.
But in my case, 4 is like climbing the mountaintop, you know? Like, holy smokes, I did it. I'm desirable to 4 strangers in my area.
Yeah, it's a big number, 4. That's a big one.
Yeah.
You ever had 4 people like you? No, you...
I don't think so.
Dude, no, you crushed when you were in Seattle visiting me that one time, and you weren't even looking to date anyone. I just asked you to turn the app on. That's when you were peak lumberjack. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was in my long hair days.
And you, like, went for it?
Whoa. Yeah, and my headbands I wore all the time.
Yeah, and then you came to, like, the mecca of your people, which is happened to be where I lived.
It worked out for me.
We were sitting at a bar table, Josh. No joke.
Uh-huh.
No joke. Mike, he was being very nice. He flipped his phone over within the first 5 minutes because so many people were liking him on the thing.
It was a novelty.
And I'm like, Mike, it's over. It's great. Maybe I'll meet some fun people as a result of this. But yeah, that was your hot streak.
That was a hot, hot streak.
And I still consider my 4 to be a good night at the office.
Are you counting that as your hot streak, Mike?
I don't know.
Have you ever had an athletic hot streak?
No. An athletic one where I scored a bunch of touchdowns or something?
Maybe 4 hits in a game.
4 hits in one game? I did hit a grand slam, a home run, a single, and a triple in the same game.
Dude, that's amazing.
Whoa.
That was a good game. Yeah.
Holy shit. Did you hit the grand slam first?
I think I hit it third. I don't remember.
What did that feel like?
It felt really fucking good. It felt amazing. To sock a dinger, I had like 9 RBIs. It felt great.
You hit a grand slam. That's amazing.
Yeah, into a forest. You couldn't even see it.
Oh.
It disappeared, yeah. I mean, it was only like 170 feet because I was like 11. But
you had this game as an 11-year-old?
I think I was 12, actually, yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah. People talk about that. Your whole circle of friends is probably...
That's everyone I know.
Yeah.
I knew everyone I currently know when I was 12.
Can you imagine if everyone you knew saw your hot streak?
Yeah.
Oh my God, people would be so impressed with my 4.
We have a dog at my office. He's like a labradoodle or something like that. And whenever there is an ambulance or fire truck that goes by, he howls because he thinks that it's another dog howling.
Aww.
It's really, really cute.
That's adorable.
How often does one of those vehicles go by?
It has to be pretty close because if it's not loud, he won't do it. But I don't know. I've heard him do it 3 or 4 times over like 6 months.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Oh, cutie. Is it nice that those people are burning?
Someone's having a very bad day.
Is someone in the middle of a heart attack? Oh, I know.
Earlier today, I was watching one of my favorite movies. Could you guys guess what it is? It starts with a B. It ends with an A. It's 6 letters long. You'll never guess it.
Banana?
Close.
B A.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You You don't really have to guess it. It's not a part of it.
Baraka?
Yes! What? Oh, fuck! Are you kidding me?
Eat it, Josh! Movie buff my ass.
What? Wow.
Baraka!
That was a truly cosmic pull.
Yeah.
Damn. If you've seen Baraka, wow. Nuts.
I have not seen it, but I know of it. I've heard it's a sight to behold.
It is. It's this very trippy... Well, it's not trippy, but it's basically just a bunch of... A series of images, a series of moving images.
A movie?
That is what a movie is.
Yes. They're seemingly unconnected to one another. There's no narrator. There's no plot or characters or story. It's just a big sequence of stuff.
Are you sure you're not just watching a live feed?
You're watching a live feed of being. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Those are all live feeds.
Yeah. While I was watching it, there was one particular shot of a volcano. And let me tell you, this volcano looked fucking delicious. I wanted to eat this volcano so bad.
What?
The sides, like the mountain sides of it, looked exactly like red velvet cake. With the cream cheese frosting layered in there and everything.
Wait. They made a volcano look like a cake?
No, it just happened to look like red velvet cake.
Oh.
And so tasty. It looked so moist and delectable.
What?
When you get into the top of the volcano, there's like a field of lava that looks exactly like brownies. It looks so much like brownies.
Wait, how are you planning to eat this? Are you planning to eat it top hole down?
Yeah, it's basically brownies stuffed inside red velvet cake with magma in there too.
What's the magma? Strawberry jelly?
Yeah, maybe.
Isn't that a thing? A chocolate lava cake?
Yes, it is. See?
Yeah.
See, I'm not the only one who wants to eat a volcano.
You're not the only one who's seen Baraka.
My instead of for you is, instead of a volcano, what part of the earth would you want to eat?
Fascinating. Josh, should I tell him how farms work?
No, you can't pick fruit. Give me geology.
I'll take some of that salt of the earth. You think that's pretty good?
Damn it, that's such a fucking precise answer.
I'm tagging out of this segment. It's all you, Josh.
Okay, let's go back to the jewelry exchange.
You're going to go back?
Yeah.
You know how pissed that guy is at you?
I don't care. Good gemstones just kind of look like candy.
They do. Like a nice hard candy.
Yeah, like a nice sucker candy.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those gemstones, aren't they all like doctored up? Haven't they been to the back part of the jewelry exchange?
It's GMOs aren't that bad. Like, it's fine.
You could suck on a diamond or a ruby, an emerald.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go for the diamond. The color is really what helps. Imagine if Mike and Ike just had a clear one.
Yeah, that's very troubling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unpleasant.
Yeah. And like topaz probably wouldn't be good either. I want like sapphire or emerald or ruby.
What about a pearl? Would you suck on a pearl?
I would suck on a pearl. I mean, an oyster's been doing that for a while already. Like,
yeah.
Suck a pearl, Agnes. I feel like someone must have said that at some point. Poor Agnes. Josh, I'll tell you what. If you can tell me where any of these exotic wild stones are, where they are, how you would get one, I'll get you the smallest version of one of those stones, and you can eat it.
If I don't tell you that, does that mean I'm not forced to eat one of them?
You don't have to eat it.
Okay.
But if you can tell me, okay, where do sapphires come from?
Sapphires come from within other rock.
Okay.
Do I need to be more specific than that?
Yeah, because that right now sounds like the next Creed album title. Within other rock.
I feel like they probably come from like Madagascar or something like that.
Mike, is he close?
Ooh, significant sapphire deposits are found in Eastern Australia, Thailand, Sri Lanka, China, Madagascar.
What?
Fuck yes.
And a few locations in North America.
Are you serious?
He fucking Madagascar.
What do you mean? You were reading all those countries that weren't near Madagascar. How the fuck did you end up in Madagascar?
I don't know, dude.
You jumped all of India.
Yeah. Maybe when the continents used to be smashed all smushed together.
But they're on the other sides of the smush.
Yeah.
That's fine. Doesn't matter what side of the smush. You owe me a fucking sapphire, dude.
Fuck!
Okay, let me Google smallest possible sapphire.
Yeah, Google world's smallest sapphire.
I did hear that they just found the largest diamond in Canada.
Really? Canada?
It was like 60-something carats. It's not a very good-looking diamond. It looks like a potato wrapped in yellow tinfoil.
That's because they haven't doctored it yet.
I know, I know.
Soon it'll look like the most bangable diamond you've ever seen.
Okay, we have...
Give me something, Mike. Is it maybe...
Oh, gosh.
$10?
We're talking... We're talking between $2,000 to $10,000 per carat. Per carat.
Oh my God. Sapphires cost that much money? I should know that. I was the proprietor of the jewelry exchange.
You could get a lab created sapphire.
Okay, perfect. How much?
$48.
Oh, fuck.
Still pretty pricey.
That's
very elegant, though. This is a beautiful ring.
Josh, when is your birthday?
May. My gemstone is an emerald.
I don't care. I don't care what your fucking gemstone is. Are you serious? Okay.
I thought that's why you were asking.
No, no. I'm going to combine a handful of your next gifts, and I'm going to get you a $48 artificial sapphire.
Okay.
As a fucking unemployed man, because I cannot believe Madagascar came through for you. Jesus. Do you guys know that thing I do where I eat at the same restaurant multiple times consecutively for many, many weeks and then stop?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm familiar.
Oh, hang on. I just heard a little thing come up in live chat.
Andrew, the support agent at Loose Sapphires.
Fuck!
Would like the chat.
No, close this shit. I'll talk to Andrew later.
Okay.
First, I have to tell you about my terrible diet now that I'm also down $50 for his terrible diet. Recently, I've been eating at an establishment called Blaze Pizza.
Ooh.
So Mike knows it. Josh, do you know it?
I do not. Sounds good.
Shout out to LeBron, by the way, Mike.
Yeah.
You want to shout out LeBron?
Hey, LeBron. Thanks for the za.
Does LeBron eat there?
LeBron is a co-owner, I believe.
Yeah, he is.
Look at that.
Yeah. There was something that he did where he stood back there to actually like make the pizzas and no one noticed. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Come on. Fucking LeBron James. Even if you don't know who LeBron James is, he's humongous compared to the average Blaze staffer that I have come across.
Very noticed.
Like normal human beings. Nonetheless, this pizza has been terrific. Josh, let me break down the concept for you very quickly. Are you familiar with these restaurants? Subway.
Yes.
Chipotle.
Yes.
Mod Pizza.
Yes.
What is the common thread in all these places? Not Qdoba, because what they end up giving you is just a pile of trash, so I'm not going to count it.
Oh, shade.
Qdoba sucks.
You've got like the assembly line.
That's right. So it's very much the same in Blaze Pizza. If you're curious, I've always been curious how they choose at the restaurant which side you come in from. This one, I come in from the right, and then they start building right to left.
Yeah, mine too. Same.
Feels very unnatural, but I guess that's how we're doing it. Nonetheless, on this pizza, I get a pretty weird combination.
I believe it.
And that's why I've brought up this topic this evening with you two.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that we've been talking about food. I'm going to tell you my weird combination, and then I'm going to propose something for the three of us to do. And I hope, in the spirit of the season, you will be giving with your time and say yes to new opportunities. Do you generally agree to this?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Josh is in. That's great.
Yeah.
Mike is in. That's great.
Yeah.
Happy holidays already. Okay, here's what I get. My pizza's weird. I get a one-topping pizza because it makes a difference in their pricing structure. I ask for spicy marinara sauce, which is really good. I get regular shredded mozzarella. I get pineapple as my one topping. I know.
Okay.
But I like it.
Okay.
And then I get a ranch drizzle.
Okay.
Now, some people may be barfing at the moment.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, I'm fucking close.
Yeah, you don't like this, right?
Pineapple is not a pizza topping as far as I'm concerned. I love a good pineapple, but not on a pizza.
How do you like the fact that I combined ranch and pineapple?
You know, honestly, it's really just the pineapple that stands out. I would put ranch on a fucking pizza. I don't care.
Okay, okay. You seem to draw a line here. I get it. But this is great.
But I said that I would do it. I committed, and I will try it.
Oh, wait. That's not what you're trying.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, why would you think that's what you were trying?
Mike, you say thank God. This is probably going to be fucking worse than that.
No, it's going to be equally bad for all of us. Isn't that what we really want in society? There's no winning all the way around, but we can all lose together.
Okay.
All right, I guess.
And that's what bonds us. Losing. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. All of these assembly line restaurants, I would like each of us, you can pick wherever you want to eat at. You can pick the assembly line restaurant, but someone else who co-hosts this podcast that isn't you will choose what you eat at that place, and you must eat it.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. When? Next week?
Yeah, we do the show every week. Let's tag back in next week.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll, for the first time, give some sort of food review, I guess.
Oh, fun.
Okay, so there's a bunch of restaurants to choose from. I will go ahead and pick... You know what? I've been talking. You guys go ahead. Why don't you tell me which restaurants you want? And before we do this, Mike.
Yeah.
Do me a favor and open up a tab in your computer machine.
Control T.
They don't have controls?
Command T.
Command T. There you go. Okay, and just go to random list generator.
Random list generator.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. What is the computer showing? Are we in the Matrix?
Yeah, we're on random.org.
They're using Matrix letters. Yeah. Okay, go ahead and type in your name.
Mike.
Enter my name.
Tappan. Okay.
And go ahead and enter Josh's name too.
J-O-R-S-H.
Perfect. Now don't hit go yet. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pick your restaurants. Or I guess you can put the restaurants in here, can't
we? Let's randomize restaurants.
Okay, wait. So hit go on this.
Okay.
What's the order?
Tappan, Mike, Josh.
Tappan, we'll pick Mike's dish. We'll pick Josh's dish. We'll pick Tappan's dish.
Okay.
Okay.
Deal?
Deal.
Deal.
Cavendish. That was a character from a book I liked.
There you go.
Henry. Okay. Go back to random.org and let's enter our restaurants. We got Blaze Pizza, Subway, Chipotle. Anything else? Mod Pizza for you, I guess.
Yeah.
What else? What else is an assembly line?
Ford Model T's. Can we eat those? Do you think you could eat those? I bet those were built pretty shitty.
I don't think you could eat a car, though.
Yeah.
People were eating anything those days. You see that black and white footage? Times were rough. Alfalfa was drinking from the exhaust pipe.
Is that it? Is that every assembly line chain?
Can't be. Is it?
No, there has to be more.
What about that place that makes salads? Oh, Kigo?
Just
oh, yeah,
salad?
Kigo.
I guess Evergreens.
Yeah, Evergreens.
A lot of free publicity for assembly line restaurants we're doing. Is that enough?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's five.
Should we also throw in Burger King? Because you can have it your way.
Yeah, I guess we have to.
Yeah.
I think we have to, yeah.
Okay, so all the restaurants are what?
Blaze Pizza, Subway, Chipotle.
Five Guys.
Five Guys.
Five Guys? Yeah, I guess.
It's not it really...
They hide their assembly line.
Yeah, but you can still get anything you want on that.
True.
And they yell at each other. I like that. Okay, Mike, yeah. Go ahead. Wait, how are we going to do this? Okay, whatever is the thing on top of the list, the first one will be mine. Ready, set, go.
Five Guys.
Okay, go back to the list and do it again. I'll eat at Five Guys.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Mike will eat at
Blaze Pizza.
And Josh will be eating
Subway. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Oh,
rough.
Subway already.
My God. Wow. I'm picking Subway for you.
You're yeah. picking Subway oh, for dude. Josh.
Sorry.
Why don't you kick us off, Mike? Build Josh's whatever.
Let me look at my menu here.
Perfect.
Subway menu.
And let's do this on the quick.
Okay. On the quick.
Yeah.
Good thinking. The best decisions are the ones you make.
On the quick.
Start order. You're not hungry right now, are you?
I'm not, no.
Okay.
That'd be great if we gave him Subway before he went to his evening plans.
Okay. All sandwiches. Here we go. All right. I'm building a brand new sandwich.
Okay.
No, you have to start with a template. Sorry. Okay. Here we go. Are you allergic to anything? I hope not.
No.
Okay, good.
Mike, before you begin on this adventure,
yeah,
build whatever you've always wanted to, and it can be as insane as possible.
Okay. Oh, you're going to love this, man. I know what I'm doing. We're starting off with a whole foot of tuna.
I guess that's technically true.
What kind of bread?
We're going to put it on 9-grain wheat bread.
Oh, everyone's least favorite bread.
We're going to toast this tuna bread.
Yeah.
We're going to put cheese on there.
What kind of cheese?
It's going to be Monterey cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Monterey, famous seaside town. Where do tuna live? The sea.
In the sea.
Perfect cheese choice.
Yep, yep.
Okay. Pepperoni, obviously. Just a couple peps.
Do pepperoni also live by the sea?
Yeah, they do. We're going to take off their tomatoes. I won't do that to you.
Okay.
We're going to take off the red onions. We need your breath smelling fresh and crispy.
Do we?
We do.
Crispy breath?
No onions. Okay. We're going to have some black olives, clearly. This is a pizza tuna sandwich. I think you're going to need a spinach.
Do they have pineapple at Subway?
They don't have pineapple. I'm so sorry. Damn. They have banana peppers.
Are you going to put any on there? Dude, put extra on there.
Extra banana peppers?
Why not? He likes spicy food.
Double banana peppers. Okay.
Okay.
Mayonnaise?
Well, you got to have... I think there's already mayo in the tuna.
Yeah, so add a little more.
Double mayo, double pepperoni. No, okay, I won't do that. Caesar
no,
crusty.
Mike, Caesar that's crusty. The spirit of the season.
Okay.
Look, as I said that, literally a beautiful CTA bus decked as
the holiday bus. Dude, this
went
is
by.
A sign.
Make him a shit sandwich.
Okay. Caesar dressing with that tuna. It sounds bad, doesn't it? It sounds terrible.
Yeah, not good.
Some parm.
Do you want them to toast this after he builds the whole sandwich?
Okay, I think I'm done. I think that was it.
Okay.
Do you want to make it a meal?
Let's call it the Josh first.
Okay.
So what is the Josh at Subway? If anyone wants to order along at home, here's what you say when you want the Josh.
I would like a 12-foot tuna.
12-inch.
A 12-inch tuna on 9-grain wheat.
Uh-huh.
Toasted with Monterey cheddar because of the sea.
Say that part.
I want to pay one extra dollar for pepperoni. I want spinach.
I thought you said double pepperoni.
Oh, yeah. God, I got to go back. Double pep.
Interesting. So you like this gluttony.
No, I'm just trying to stay true to the spirit of it.
How honorable.
They only will put so much pepperoni on there. They won't do it.
What if that last pepperoni is the one that strikes them down?
Okay. Pepperoni, spinach, cucumbers, green peppers, black olives, more banana peppers, Caesar dressing, grated parm. That sounds great.
Okay.
Is that actually a sandwich you want?
No.
Okay, good. It's a sandwich you dislike, right?
I would not eat this. I would never eat this.
Oh, dude, do you think they'll put that little marinara sauce in there if we ask them? They have that.
We could get a side of marinara.
And should I do the dip?
Yeah. Do the dip.
Do a nice little French dip.
A little au jus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Au jus. Okay, so Josh's holiday gift has been decided and is packed away.
Okay.
Okay.
I know this wasn't previously said, but we will buy each other's food items, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. $8.80.
You can afford that.
Okay.
You got a footlong for $8.80? Good deal.
Yeah. Mm. Custom footlong.
Wow. Okay. Who's next?
Josh is picking for you next.
My five guys?
Okay.
Okay. Do you feel limited, Josh, by the fact that I'm vegetarian and this is five guys?
I do not.
Okay. I will eat it.
Okay.
I will eat it. Guys, let's everyone say it on three. One, two, three. I will eat it. That's the name of this challenge this season.
Ooh, cool.
Here's what you're going to do.
Okay.
You're going to go to Five Guys, and you're going to say, I want a cheese veggie sandwich.
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get mayo, ketchup, mustard, relish, hot sauce, and barbecue sauce.
Oh fuck. God.
Okay.
And then you're going to ask for triple pickles.
Ugh.
And then top it with some grilled onions.
Ooh, okay. That part.
That doesn't save the sandwich, Mike.
It doesn't save the
sandwich. Do I still get the lettuce and the tomatoes, or do I not get those?
There's no lettuce, no tomatoes, no mushrooms, onions, or peppers. Well, like non-grilled onions.
So it's not at all the veggie sandwich then?
No.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay, Mike, did you get all that?
I got most of it, I think.
I have to write that down.
It's a bunch of slop.
Oh, boy.
It's
going to be a
soggy
sandwich.
Ugh.
How do I eat this?
To top it off, you're going to get a milkshake.
Wow.
And you know what you can do with a milkshake?
What?
you can choose as many of their free mix-ins as you want.
Oh.
What are their free mix-ins?
Your options are bacon, which I know we won't do.
They put bacon in milkshakes at this place?
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
Bananas, cherries, chocolate, coffee, malted milk, Oreo cookie pieces, peanut butter, salted caramel, and strawberries. And what you're going to do is you're going to ask for every one of them except the bacon.
Can they even do that?
Oh, God. It,
they say choose as many of our free mix-ins.
Fuck.
That is atrocious.
So you're going to get...
coffee?
Yeah, bananas, cherries, chocolate, coffee, malted milk, Oreo cookie pieces, peanut butter, salted caramel, and strawberries.
It's good for the heart. It's good for the heart. This is what my grandfather used to drink. Before he went out to fight in, you know, the old war, he put himself through a Five Guys milkshake burn style. And he drank one of these, and yeah, he came back.
I don't think
my grandpa was in any war, just for the record.
The sandwich is called the Tappan. The milkshake is called the Johnny.
Disgusting. Mm. Absolutely disgusting. Okay.
And now you get to pick for good old Mike here.
What is the damage for you? I need to know. What's my sapphire offset?
I don't know. You don't pay extra per mix-in. I wasn't actually making the order.
Nonetheless, that's fine. I'll do what you said, and then Mike will be there.
Yeah.
Mike, I guess we should go out for an evening of this, and for you, Blaze Pizza. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. Do you know it by heart? Or
no, let me pull the app up. I recently became a member of their service.
How many times have you been in the last 2 weeks?
This week has been the week that has started.
Oh.
So far, 3 days in a row, probably grab a thing on the way back.
I just looked it up, the pricing. Assuming that their pricing doesn't vary by region, this is going to set me back $11.32.
Okay.
What a steal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Liquid is usually more expensive than solid, so I'm getting a good deal on that veggie sandwich.
Liquid is usually more expensive than solid. Okay. Build your own pizza.
Okay.
Ready, Mike?
Yeah.
Let's start you off with some gluten-free dough.
Oh, okay.
We'll put some no sauce on there.
No sauce?
Maybe some gorgonzola and some ricotta.
Okay,
and some goat cheese. And some vegan cheese.
And vegan cheese, huh?
Crumbled meatballs. I know you like those.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Smoked ham.
Smoked ham.
Turkey meatballs, too. That way you won't know which meatballs.
All right, I don't hate this yet.
You don't hate this yet?
No.
Okay.
There's no sauce on it. You're like, cheese is just going to be rolling around.
It's still cheese and bread.
Yeah.
Hey, do you like pineapple?
I don't.
All right.
I don't like pineapple on pizza.
That's on there with sauteed onions.
Oh, God. And gorgonzola?
And choose your finish. Let's get...
What are the options?
Here are my options. I got arugula.
Okay.
Not a sauce. I got BBQ sauce drizzle, buffalo sauce, olive oil drizzle, which I know you want, pesto drizzle, balsamic glaze, buttermilk ranch. I'm going to put the ranch and I'm going to put the buffalo sauce and the arugula
on there. This sounds so bad.
Add to order.
I don't know. The buffalo sauce and the ranch kind of go together.
You think?
Yeah. Like if you get buffalo wings, you like dip them in ranch.
Okay, I'll change it. Hang on. I'll change it if you don't want them to go together. You should have said something.
I don't like this.
You don't like this?
No.
Well, that's too bad.
I don't want to have to order this to another human being.
I also realized that was my biggest problem as Josh was talking.
Yeah, this is going to be hard.
So, to recap your pizza.
Okay.
Gluten-free dough, no sauce, gorgonzola, ricotta, goat cheese, vegan cheese, crumbled meatballs, smoked ham, turkey meatballs, pineapple, sauteed onions, arugula, buffalo sauce, buttermilk, ranch.
Christ, man.
How you feel?
Awful. I'm going to feel so bad.
Hey, can I have your receipt for the rewards points? I have one. Mike has one, I think.
Yeah, I do.
Smoke on your beehole.
Yeah.
Behalf.
You did not speak on my beehole.
No, behalf, beehole.
No.
I figure beehole is your entire opinion.
Stop saying beehole.
I'm saying the full version of behalf.
Behole.
It's not a sight to behold.
Now you're holding the hole.
Don't add a D into this.